The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Tuesday edition. Dom, you thought I was going to call it the Stormy Tuesday edition, but it should be the Sally Franklin edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. She was witness number one today in the hush money trial. It wasn't just Stormy's day. It was Sally Franklin's day.
And did Sally offer anything nearly as exciting as Stormy?
There were a few tidbits from the testimony, and Dom, days like today are special days in my mind.
Yeah, why is that?
Because they merit perhaps some dramatic reading on the airwaves. Now, the actual in-the-court testimony, we can't know the tone it's being set in, but, you know, we can do a dramatic reading because there are excerpts of what was said in court. And I started all the way at page 8 of The Guardian. The Guardian, Dom, they've got 8 pages worth of excerpts from the testimony. But it wasn't just our pal Stormy Daniels. We didn't even know Stormy Daniels was going to be on the menu today.
No.
When we started the day,
all of us, yeah.
It was news. It was reported this morning. Stormy's coming. Stormy's coming. But Sally Franklin was the appetizer. And who, you might ask, well, who is this Sally Franklin you reference, Crudy? Sally Franklin was asked to read Donald Trump's acknowledgments page from How to Get Rich. She apparently worked at Penguin Publishing, Dom. And to show that Trump's words reflected his real-life speech and behavior and were not a ghostwriter's artful turn of phrase. She's done a remarkable job helping me put my experience on paper, Trump said in reference to secondary author Meredith McIver, by saying, help me put my experiences on paper, Trump is attributing things he described doing in his book to himself. So, anyways, prosecutors are having Sally Franklin, a Penguin Random House executive, read through a series of passages from some of Trump's books, bragging about his cheapness and how he watched his outflows closely, you know, mind in the store and all that kind of stuff. The thrust here is that Trump, in his own words, paid close attention to his finances, casting doubt on Trump's defense claim that he merely signed the checks to reimburse Michael Cohen for paying the hush money without knowing what it was for. So right now, on direct examination, that would be the prosecutor's direct, the prosecution is asking Sally Franklin of Random House about books by Donald Trump the company has published, among them, How to Get Rich.
How to Get Rich, baby.
Well, have a rich dad, apparently, was his trick, Dom.
Well, that always helps.
Franklin was asked to read excerpts from the Trump text. For many years, I've said that if someone screws you, screw them back, one passage read by Franklin said. It's like it says in the Bible, an eye for an eye. And as you know, Dom, Trump's selling Bibles these days, so he knows some yes, about what might be in there. Franklin was also asked about a portion of the text that read, all the women on The Apprentice flirted with me, and claimed, a sexual dynamic is always present between two people unless one is asexual. One passage also undermines any defense claim that Trump didn't pay attention to the payments, as he wrote in his own words, I always sign my checks so I know where my money is going. I always read my bills so I know I'm not overcharged. Well, that's going to sting. That one could come back to haunt him a bit. We'll get to the Starby people. It's coming. But prosecutor Rebecca Mangold asked Sally Franklin to read a line from Donald Trump's book, again, How to Get Rich, in which Trump wrote that, I am the chairman and the president of Trump Organization. I like saying that because it means a great deal to me. Another excerpt from the chapter titled Pay Attention to the Details reads, if you don't know every aspect of what you're doing down to the paper clips, you're setting yourself up for some unwelcome surprises. I think he's getting some surprises, Tom. One of them is Judge is allowing Stormy Daniels in. And before she even got to take the stand. So Franklin, that was basically...
Franklin had one more quote. I want to get this one out there, too. Franklin read another excerpt from the book, Think Like a Billionaire, that strikes at exactly Trump's awareness of his finance. And here's a quote from the book, according to Sally Franklin. There's nothing worse than a computer signing checks. When you sign a check yourself, you're seeing what's really going on. Yes, indeed, you are.
Dominic, apparently, Donald Trump's wearing a lemon yellow tie today, and he appeared unimpressed by the fact that Stormy Daniels was going to take the stand. My understanding, though, he stayed awake for all of her testimony. Prosecutors said they don't plan on going into salacious details about the sexual act. Here's the problem. Stormy didn't make that promise. And at a few times, there were objections from the defense counsel, and some of them were sustained by Judge Mershon. A few too many salacious details for the judge's liking, Dom, and it was said to be, well, mostly by the TV set. It was said by the smart legal eagles on...
You observe someone else saying what?
That is the reason that Harvey Weinstein's case is now being retried upon appeal, is because some of the details entered into testimony were inadmissible. And you can't unring the bell.
The bell, right.
As yeah. Todd Blanche said, strenuously at the lunch break when he tried to get this whole case dismissed, predicated on the testimony given by Stormy Daniels today, Dom. But it's a big day. And I think
it is. And my understanding in that exchange, when they try to get it thrown out because you can't unring the bell, too much salacious details, like he didn't wear a condom and that she kind of blacked out a little bit during the intercourse. The judge, as you mentioned, what was receptive to some of the concerns. But apparently, in the judge's eyes, the defense kind of stopped objecting. They didn't object enough. They should have objected more if they had more issue with what was going on. How do you tell if it's a change of strategy versus an actual objection? Well, you know, you can only do what you can only take in what happens with the defense. Apparently, according to the judge, they stopped objecting as much as they perhaps should have if they were really having a problem with the testimony.
Now, prosecutors said they didn't plan on getting into the salacious details about the sexual act. The details of the encounter are important, Susan Hoffinger argued, saying they provided reasons for why she did what she did with signing the NDA. The details will be how she ended up having a sexual encounter with him. It's not going to involve any descriptions of his genitalia or anything of that nature, because, of course, in her book, she did. Look up the mushroom. But anyways, Merchant said he didn't have an issue so long as there wouldn't be details about the alleged sex act Hoffinger injected. Your Honor, there will be some details. Very briefly. Apparently like the act itself, Dom. Merchant agreed that some discussion of the sexual encounter was admissible, citing that Daniels has got credibility issues which necessitated including some information. And Donald Trump appeared to delete a Truthy Social post complaining that his legal team did not have enough time to prepare for the next witness in the hush money criminal trial. The statement posted at 7:30 a.m. this morning said, I've just recently been told who the witness is today. This is unprecedented. No time for the lawyers to prepare. What have they been doing up until now? You didn't know Stormy was coming to the stand? Come on. You underestimate your counsel, sir. He did not name the identity of the witness, but Trump attorney Susan Neschellis has just said that Stormy Daniels is expected to take the stand today. The former president went on to attack the judge, Juan Merchan, for running the trial in a biased and partisan way and for being crooked and highly conflicted. Trump deleted the Truthy social post shortly after posting it, likely because it violates a court-imposed gag order. It's starting to take effect, Dom. That prevents him from intimidating people closely connected to the case.
He still did it. Can you unring that bell? It went out. You can't take it back. It's like that email you never should have sent. You know, sleep on it, Trump. I would say that's still a violation of the gag order, even if you deleted it.
That might be. Next one gets his ass thrown in jail. Maybe. At the discretion of the judge. So apparently Trump, a very, very studious defendant today, when Stormy Daniels was in the courtroom, took a little gaze at her, apparently before she took the stand. But my understanding is Juan Merchan, the judge, where the witnesses and where the defendant is placed, Trump does not have a direct line of sight with those giving testimony in the courtroom. And we've heard it described prior that he is watching the monitor, like when Hope Hicks gave testimony earlier. I'm like, well, you know, is he so taken aback he can't look her in the eye? But it was described that in the actual line of sight in the courtroom, it's very hard for Trump to eyeball the witnesses because of where the judge's stand is. Mm. So Dom, to fully set the stage for our audience, it's almost time for a dramatic reading. It's the Stormy Tuesday edition. We're done with the preliminaries, the appetizers. Time to move on to the salacious details of today's hush money trial. You know, nothing profane, because FCC, but it could be fun. And I think we're going to make it an exercise. Dom, you going to be the lawyer or you going to be Stormy?
I want to be Stormy, babe.
Well, then you've got to play it with gusto, like she does in her roles. You know, she is an actress of some
renown. I'll try to dig deep and pretend like I've been recorded having sex in my life.
Well, I know for a fact you have. not because I was there for the recording part of the process.
Hold that light, Groody.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Stormy Daniels Tuesday edition. Be careful out on the road. Storms still all around the state of Wisconsin. But we'll keep you safe and salacious right here on the radio. More of us doing a dramatic reading from court today.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can always be a part, 844-967-2789.
You know, I felt like something from the Debbie Does Dallas soundtrack might be more appropriate here, Dom. We are doing a Stormy Daniels Tuesday edition. What's that?
We got lots of breaks. We can come back and pull different music. It'll be very thematic, I imagine.
But now is the time when we start the salacious detailing, Dom. Oh. Yeah. Dom, for today's dramatic reading, you've...
All right, what's our source, though? What are we doing?
I thought we'd use The Guardian because they have the testimony in sequential order. I find myself here... How many pages deep am I, Dom? Because this is deep. Not as deep as Deep Throat, but pretty deep. Page six of eight.
Yes, I got you, man.
Where Stormy starts her testimony, Dom. That's
to the stand.
When you pick up the dramatic reading.
All right, let's get to it. Stormy Daniels called to the stand. The next witness is Daniels, the adult film star, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, says she met Donald Trump in 2006 at a celebrity golf tournament. Daniels was 27 at the time, and Trump was 60. Ew! Hang on. So half your age plus seven. So Trump would be 30, 37. That's way under the rules, Trump. Way under the rules. He was 27 at the time. Trump was 60. Daniels has always said the sex was consensual. Before the 2016 election, Daniels says she was approached by Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer at the time, and offered $130,000 not to disclose the alleged affair. She accepted the money. The story was coming out again. I was concerned for my family and their safety, Daniels told 60 Minutes in 2018. After the Wall Street Journal broke the story of the payment, Daniels sued Trump to release her from the non-disclosure agreement. She said it was void because it had not been signed by Trump.
Now, Dom, I think you're jumping around in the body of the work here. I think we got to start at the top of page six and the actual testimony Stormy gave.
Actually, Rudy, it starts at the bottom and works its way up. If you look at the timing of the postings, we'll eventually get there.
I'm anxious. You know, I like these salacious details now.
All right, we'll jump up. Susan Hoffinger is asking Stormy Daniels about her background. Prosecutor knows Donald Trump's team is going to try chipping away at Daniels' credibility, so she's showing that the adult actress is a dynamic, kind, and intelligent woman. Daniels testified that she had received a full scholarship for veterinary medicine, but didn't attend because of the cost. She got into the adult industry in high school when Daniels met someone at a horse stable where she worked, who turned out to be an exotic dancer. Here's some quotes. I started dancing on the weekends, which was actually kind of cool because I didn't have to miss any classes and I could make more in two nights than I did shoveling manure 8 hours a day.
Dom, you only shovel for like 3 hours a day.
I know, man. $5.50 an hour. It was tough money back then.
Well, I meant now on the radio, but please continue.
Okay, gotcha. Only promoted she also prompted Daniels to discuss how she left home early. At age 17, Daniels said, my mother was very neglectful. She would disappear for days at a time. I wish I could say she was some kind of addict because that would be some sort of excuse. Hoffinger asked Daniels whether she supported herself since leaving home as a teen at 17 years old. Yes. Daniels has been supporting herself since she was 17 years old. She responds to the attorney. She's looking both towards the prosecutor and addressing jurors directly. At one point, she takes a sip of water from a plastic cup. I'd like to direct your attention to July of 2006, says Susan Hoffinger, the prosecutor. Stormy Daniels says she was in Lake Tahoe with Wicked Entertainment, an adult company. Are you doing the attorney, Crudy, or what's happening here? Or am I just jumping in?
I don't know. I barely hear any dramatic reading on the Stormy part, but what were you and the others from Wicked Entertainment doing in Lake Tahoe in July of 2006?
The players would come around, you'd stay at your hole, and they had your company's logo. You'd give them water, towels.
Did you meet Donald Trump on the golf course at that celebrity golf tournament?
Yes, I did.
She later said, no, go ahead.
It was a very brief encounter on the course. What was discussed? It wasn't very much. A very brief encounter on the course soon to be replicated by a very brief encounter, apparently in the bedroom.
Do you see Mr. Trump in the courtroom today?
A navy blue jacket.
Which makes me question just what is the line of sight between the witness and the defendant. But let's continue.
Stormy Daniels said that her boss from Wicked introduced Donald Trump to all of his contract workers. And when he got to her, revealed that she was also a director. Trump, she recalled, said she must be pretty smart if she directed too. Daniels asked about whether they ran into each other again at the tournament. She said they did in one of the gift rooms. And here's what Stormy says. On their second encounter, like I mentioned, every party came through. There's so many photos of the girls with all the celebrities that came through that day. He did remember us from the golf course. He remembered me specifically that I was the smart one. We did have our DVDs, our adult films there. He did ask for one. I directed, Daniel said, as it was called, Three Wishes. They spoke very briefly. At one point, one of Trump's bodyguards came over and said, Mr. Trump was interested in having me join him for dinner. The prosecutor asked, what was your answer? Daniels' reply, no.
No. She was reluctant, what, to have dinner with a man more than twice her age, Dom? But he's a celebrity.
And if you're a big celebrity, he'll let you do anything.
Well, that seemingly was his claim in the Access Hollywood take. Dom, then they took a short break. But when they came back, Stormy Daniels testified that most people want to know the salacious details of her work, but that Donald Trump was interested in the business aspects. She said he asked questions including if she had health insurance and about STD testing. Daniels testified Trump said he and Melania don't sleep in the same room. Stormy Daniels had been testifying at a rapid pace about how she first met Donald Trump at a golf tournament, after which Trump invited her up to his room for dinner. Yeah, dinner. Daniels recounted in incredible detail the foyer to his hotel suite, how Trump initially came out in silk satin pajamas. Yeah. Now, I'd accuse you of doing that, Dad, but I know you don't wear pajamas.
Oh, man.
But very, very, what would you say? Hugh Hefner-like.
Does Mr. Hefner know you stole his pajamas?
I wonder if he brought out the pipe.
She asked him to go change, and he did. He came, went in, took off his pajamas, came out in a suit.
Come back, more devil's advocates. Dom, perhaps, in his Stormy suit next.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Riding the storm out, waiting for the thaw out, on a full moon night in the Rocky Mountain winter.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Stormy Tuesday edition. Stormy took the stand in New York somewhat unexpectedly. Trump, truthy social, and then deleting his displeasure. It's unprecedented. You can't bring Stormy. I mean, the whole trial has been called the Stormy Daniels hush money trial. I'm pretty sure the defense could have figured out she would be on the prosecutor's list of witnesses. A couple of the things said by Stormy before the break, Dom, they took a break in the testimony. Not our break. We're back from our break. And Stormy Daniels said they small-talked, she and Donald Trump, and they were flicking through pictures for some reason. I'm not quite sure why. And Daniels recounted in incredible detail the foyer of the suite. I mentioned that part. And at one point, Daniels said she talked with Trump about his wife, Melania, as they flicked through photos. She told him Melania was beautiful, but recalled Trump said, "Not to worry, we don't even sleep in the same room." You know, that's what you tell a porn star at a golf outing when you're making small talk, Tom.
Oh, no. What you tell the porn star at the golf outing is that you remind me of my daughter. When Trump was trying to convince her that appearing on The Apprentice would be good for her career, you remind me of my daughter. She's smart and blonde and beautiful, and people underestimate her as well.
And he also wants to sleep with her, apparently, dumb.
27-year-old who eventually had sex with.
Dom, there's more. First, they took a break, and then they came back, and there was more testimony. And we're doing a dramatic reading because we cannot be inside the courtroom, but we can make some assumptions about tone and details. But we'll continue reading our source, The Guardian. Stormy Daniels is describing what happened when she went into the bathroom of the Donald Trump penthouse suite, where she saw a leather-looking toiletry bag containing products such as Old Spice. He's an Old Spice vendor. I haven't seen Old Spice in any, like, grandpa's house, like when I was four.
It's Trump. He was 60 at the time, dude.
She says that when she came out of the bathroom, she saw Trump wearing boxer shorts and a T-shirt.
Oh, this is what, his third outfit of the night?
Just since she came by.
Well, yeah, he had the silk pajamas on, then he wouldn't put a suit on, and now he's in his boxers and his T-shirt.
She stated she wasn't expecting him to be there minus a lot of clothing. She went on to say, and this is where you do the Stormy Dom.
Here's what Stormy said. "At first, I was just startled, like a jump scare. And that's when I had that moment where I felt like the room spun in slow motion. I, felt blood basically leave my hands and my feet, almost like if you stand up too fast. But I thought, oh my God, what did I misread to get here? The interpretation is pretty clear. Someone stripped down to their underwear and on the bed. She said, I laughed nervously, trying to make a joke out of it. And I guess I step and leave. I thought to myself, great, I've just put myself in this bad situation. Trump stood up between me and the door, not in a threatening manner, she said. She told him that I gotta go. He said, I thought we were getting somewhere. I thought you were serious about what you wanted. If you want to get out of that trailer park, I was offended because I never lived in a trailer park. Oh, wait, smooth talk your guests there, Trump. She was asked what happened after she told Donald Trump that she wanted to leave. She said, I think I just blacked out. I was not drunk. I was not drugged. I just don't remember. She says at some point she ended up on the bed having sex with Trump. The next thing I know is I was on the bed, somehow on the opposite side of the bed from where we had been standing. I had my clothes and my shoes off. We were in the missionary position. She said that she was staring up at the ceiling and didn't know how I got there. Was he wearing a condom? The prosecution asked Daniels. Daniels said no. Was that concerning to you? Daniels replied, yes. Did you say anything about it? Daniels said, I didn't say anything at all. And was it brief? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Curdy. I'm jumping into your part there, man.
Yeah, you're stepping all over me, man. You're doing all the parts of the play here.
Daniel said, sitting on the edge of the bed, noticing that it was absolutely completely dark outside. No, it was really hard to get my shoes on because my hands were shaking so hard. My hands were shaking so hard that I was having a hard time getting dressed. She's asked what Trump said to her. She says, Trump said, let's get together again, honey bunch. Honey bunch.
I'm the prosecution.
Yes.
You're struggling with this concept. Just
I am.
You go, I go. You go, I go. The prosecution asked, did you say no at any time?
No.
Why not?
Because I didn't say anything at all.
And what did Trump say when she was leaving?
He said that we have to get together again soon. Went to kiss me goodbye. I just left as fast as I could. That was it.
That's what everyone does in the presence of Donald Trump. Except Janelle Branchon. She was spared that kiss at the rally we attended, Dom, but very few others do. Stormy Daniels said Trump did not ask her to keep their sexual encounter a secret. The prosecutor asked Stormy if Donald Trump asked her to keep their encounter confidential. Daniels said no. Did he express any concern at that point with his wife finding out? Daniels said no. Apparently, no. You know, he's just a careless philanderer, Dom. Didn't let it bother his conscience or anything of that sort. So there's more. Let's continue. What we're doing is giving you the testimony you might have missed because you had to be at work today. Stormy Daniels on the stand at the hush money, the voter deception trial. But, you know, we're concentrating on the hush money part today, Dom. Now, Stormy testified that after she used the restroom, that Trump had appeared on the bed in the boxers and the t-shirt, right? Wanted or not, here he is. Daniel said she tried to sidestep around him, but Trump confronted her standing in the doorway. And although not in a threatening manner, Daniel said Trump told her, I thought you were serious about what you wanted. Daniel went on to testify that next thing I know, I was opposite him of the bed and we'd been standing. My clothes were off and my shoes were off. My bra was still on and we were in missionary position. Now, at this point, her testimony was cut off because Trump's lawyer, Susan Nichelles, objected, and Mershon sustained. It's a little more than you need to know between the missionary and the condom use. A little too salacious for the judge. The judge, Juan Mershon, was clearly unhappy with the Stormy Daniels testimony. He wanted the warned prosecutors before the trial resumed after the morning break that much of her testimony had so far been irrelevant to the case. And at times it felt like Daniels was gossiping for sport, except for when the mood turned serious when she talked about how she came to have sex with Donald Trump. Still, Judge Mershon on multiple occasions has now admonished Daniels for talking at length about the encounter, often in an unserious manner, and at times making faces. Well, if one had sex with Donald Trump, have you seen the faces Melania makes? Just you know, it's just a subconscious reaction. You just all of a sudden you probably just have this image of Trump naked. Ah, your face spasms. Just listen to the question and answer the question. Mershon has instructed her after sustaining objection after objection from the defense, and prosecutors are getting some important testimony from Stormy, undercutting one of Donald Trump's defense claim and Jeffrey McConaughey's testimony that he didn't want the story about their affair to come out, not because of the 2016 election, but because he didn't want to embarrass his wife, Melania, you know, the one he doesn't sleep with them, asked if he was concerned in July 2006 or summer 2007 about anyone finding out or if he told her to keep it confidential. Absolutely not, Stormy said. And then she got to meet Ben Roethlisberger, Dom.
Stormy Daniels testifies she saw Donald Trump the day after their sexual encounter. She said his bodyguard, Keith Schiller, had asked if she would meet him again and that she had agreed because it was in public. Daniels said she met Trump at Hotel Nightclub, where he was seated at a table with Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, who Trump called Big Ben. She said she spoke with Trump often in the weeks after they met, sometimes two or three times a week, and that she would always put him on speakerphone and that dozens of people heard her on the phone with him. Asked why she continued to speak to Trump, she told the jury that her publicist thought it was a good idea to continue the conversations about the TV show.
Because she wanted to be on the Celebrity Apprentice and Trump was still leading her on, that might be a possibility at that point.
She testifies she later attended the launch of Trump Vodka in January of 2007. And she had agreed to meet Donald Trump because of the chance to be on The Apprentice. It was still up in the air. Stormy says she was introduced to Trump by Karen McDougal at the party. McDougal, a former Playmate model, has said she had an extramarital affair with Donald Trump. Ooh.
Do you have to worry when your mistress is introducing your porn tryst
side? Yeah, I'm not clear. I mean,
lovers. It gets a little confusing.
You know, the names. Paramore. Stormy Daniels says she met with Donald Trump again at the Trump Tower in 2007 after he suggested she visit. Daniels testifies she went up to his office to meet him, and she also met with his assistant, Rona Graff, in the lobby area. She said that during the meeting, Daniels recalled Trump telling her that she was still working on the Apprentice thing. She said Trump also offered her tickets to pageants, NBC reported. Asked if he seemed concerned about others seeing her there, she said, "Oh no, he introduced me to everybody. He just seemed busy." Very busy to introduce your porn star girlfriend. She met Trump
again. And
we
know from the testimony today that he raw-dogged, but please continue.
She met Trump again in the summer of 2007 in L.A. Trump kept trying to make sexual advances, putting his hand on my leg, scooting closer, she said, NBC reported. Daniels added, "I told him I was on my period." She said she stopped taking Trump's calls after he told her that he couldn't get her on The Apprentice.
It's almost like it was transactional both ways, Dom.
Right. Prosecutors elicit more important testimony from Stormy Daniels, undercutting another of Trump's defense claims that he was being extorted. Daniels says she didn't negotiate for more money than the $130,000 because she didn't care about the money. Her financial situation was the best it had ever been, and all she wanted was the story to remain secret because she had not told her boyfriend and just wanted all of it to be over.
Dom, they took a little lunch break around noon, resumed about 2 p.m., and as Donald Trump left the courtroom just now, he looked around the gallery. He did not seem more dour than normal.
Same old tower.
Before the break, the prosecution asked Stormy Daniels about the delay in the $130,000 payment. Did you get paid the $130,000 on October 14th, 2016, as disclosed in that email? Daniels said, "No, it was late." Kind of like you do things, Dom. What did you understand for the reason for the delay was happening? Daniels replied, "I didn't know it was late. He just kept making excuses." Who? She said Michael Cohen to her lawyer, Keith Davidson. So they didn't pay her on time. You know, his big quid pro quo was maybe I'll get you on the Celebrity Apprentice, which he did not come through with.
And, well, don't you want to get out of the trailer park, sister? I mean, come on.
That's how you butter them up, Dom.
For the mistrial, Trump attorney Todd Blanche pointing to Daniels using the phrase blacked out and saying Donald Trump didn't wear a condom. The fact there's a bodyguard outside the room, the power dynamic, Blanche said, alluding to some things in Daniels' testimony. Aside from pure embarrassment, Blanche said, these details do nothing but inflame the jury. She testified that there was work communications with Donald Trump afterward and that she thought something bad would happen and not being safe, Blanche said. It's still just extraordinarily prejudicial to insert safety concerns into a trial about trial records for years, including up to 2016, which is when she was peddling the story. She talked about a consensual encounter with President Trump that she was trying to sell. And that's not the story that we heard today. We heard a completely different story.
I think both versions could be true. She could have had consensual sex, kind of wondered how she ever found herself in that terrible situation, and also endeavored to never put herself in a bad spot like that again by only going to public spaces, which is the concern she expressed, because he wasn't done hitting on her yet. Come back, more devils.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. Going to go to the lines shortly, but bear with us. 844-967-2789. Dramatic reading going on with the Stormy Daniels testimony today in New York.
Dominic, and during the lunch break, as I think you noted, the defense sought a mistrial, wanted to have all the charges dismissed because Stormy said too much. Judge Juan Merchan is responding to Blanche's push for a mistrial. Merchan said, "I agree that there are probably some things that would have been left better unsaid. In fairness to the people, I think your witness was a little difficult to control. Having said that, I do not think there were guardrails in place. I do think there were guardrails in place. I do think the court had instructed the prosecution there were certain details they didn't need to get into. I'm going to deny the notion for the mistrial at this time. That's good. Let's keep her going. Also, of note, Dom, Trump, some friends with him today and family members.
Oh, he has at friends least, and family in the room.
Well, he's got Eric Trump, you know.
Friend.
Depends on who you're asking. And Trump lawyer Alina Haba. They were seated in the front row of the gallery behind him. They can be seen chatting here and there. She is smiling. Well, she's getting paid, I think. You never can tell with Trump counsel whether or not he's paying them, Dom. But there's only a couple pages left, and we appreciate your patience. Hopefully you're enjoying this exercise as much as we're enjoying giving it to you, our fair audience. The Stormy Daniels testimony at the Trump trial in New York today. Dom, we should get back to the dramatic narratives. Stormy is back on the stand. Prosecutor Susan Hoffinger is resuming her direct examination of Stormy Daniels. When we left off, we were discussing some of the delays in payment dealing with Michael Cohen and Mr. Trump. Now, Daniels is reading an email from Keith Davidson to Michael Cohen dated October of 2016. No payment was received, wrote Davidson, who was Daniels' lawyer, handling the $130,000 payout. Hoffinger asked whether Daniels spoke with a news outlet. She said yes, Slate, but the publication was not going to pay her. So, where the terms in this agreement, essentially the same terms as the agreement you signed on October 10th. Now, Dom, it says here, Daniel sounded a little worn out as she answers Hoffinger's questions about her signing of the various settlement agreements, because they had to sign multiple ones because they didn't honor the first ones, right?
The first one, right, was not paid, was not executed, did not happen. And once again, this is the point of this particular testimony, that once the Access Hollywood tape dropped, Well, this came back to the forefront. Was this very important all of a sudden because the campaign went into turmoil. And so they wanted to get this deal done.
Now, Hoffinger is asking about the Wall Street Journal's article on tabloid conglomerate American Media Incorporated. Again, that's the National Enquirer. That's David Pecker's outfit. Well, they purchase of the Karen McDougal story. She's the playmate who Stormy apparently bumped into at some party with Trump. The Karen McDougal story about an affair with Trump and refusing to publish it. That was what the Wall Street Journal reported. Hoffinger asked Stormy Daniels how she came to learn the Wall Street Journal was going to write an article about her experience with Donald Trump and her $130,000 payment. Daniels said she had an NDA.
I was respecting that, and I didn't want to comment.
Now, Hoffinger is pointing to the text version of Daniels' Trump denial. Did you initially want to sign this?
No.
Why did you not want to sign it? The prosecutor asked.
Because it's not true, and I was told that saying anything at all was a violation of the NDA.
Now, the prosecutor, Susan Hoffinger, the character played by yours truly, asked Stormy to describe what her life was like in 2017.
It was probably my best year ever.
Now, Dom, she had just produced an incredibly successful adult movie and won a major award, and her horse was ranked 8th in the U.S. Now, when Trump later calls her horse face, is it because she has an actual association with horses? Daniels said she discussed some difficult things from her childhood in that book. Was it your work on that book that you were paid for?
Yes.
Aside from making money, were there other reasons that you wrote the book?
So my daughter would have an account from her mom's own words, what she went through, why I did the things I did.
Now, the prosecutor, Susan Hoffinger, asked Stormy about the statement she signed denying the sexual encounter with Donald Trump. And I would point out, Dom, Trump supportive last Wednesday in Waukesha, they're still pointing at the letter, asked if she knew Davidson would send the statement to Trump's then-fixer, Michael Cohen. Daniels said yes. Daniels said her life turned into chaos after the Wall Street Journal ran the story on January 12, 2017.
I was front and foremost everywhere.
Daniels said her family was ostracized from her daughter's playgroup and her writing stable after the Wall Street Journal article came out. She said the statement was handled by her lawyer, Keith Davidson. That would be the proposed purpose of the document signed, denying the sexual encounter with a different signature as a tip-off to Jimmy Kimmel. What'd she say, Dom?
I signed it in a way I had never signed Stormy Daniels before as a tip-off to Jimmy Kimmel. She said the statement was false.
She didn't really tip off Jimmy Kimmel with a cryptic signature.
No, I think she really did have sex with Donald Trump.
Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. A happy hour. I hope it's been happy for you. Less so for Donald Trump. But now it's a happier happy hour. We can all get happy up in here. Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789.